Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So I was talking to some friends last night for like literally 2 hours. And it's funny because we're all like in our late 20s, 27, 28, turning 28 this year. And a lot of people I've been talking to have been just having this feeling of like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I don't know how to make my dreams come true. And it's just so funny because like, obviously this is like Saturn return time. And it's like, okay, yes, what they say is true. What they say is true. So today's episode is going to be about what to do when you're feeling directionless, aimless, maybe even demotivated. And if you've listened to the podcast before, you know that I'm a big fan of the pivot, of figuring out what else you can do, where else you can move. So we're going to talk about some tips, tricks, and resources for that. It's going to be a little astrological, so if that's not your jam, that's fine. You know, take what resonates, leave what doesn't, as the tarot girlies say. But it can be really hard, and I really want to emphasize with that feeling of, in my last episode, you know, I talked about this feeling of stagnation and not really, like, being grateful for the stability that I have, but feeling like maybe I wasn't even, like, hitting my true potential, right? And so how you can hone in on what path you should be taking. And, you know, this writing path for me really started because of a dream. I've always loved to write, but like actually trying to write a book or write something would have never been on my bingo card. And so I feel very grateful that I almost had like this vision in a lot of ways that kind of like set me on the right path. But like, if that isn't coming to you, or if you don't kind of believe in those kinds of things, what I really think you need to focus on is what feels good. What have you always liked? What have you always been interested in? Where does your passion lay? And sometimes that, so at my job, and I think this is like maybe a corporate thing in general, but we call this your North Star. And so what does your North Star look like? Like, what is that path you want to take? And I'm going to give an example, and then I'll give like what mine is that I've kind of like honestly realized pretty recently, like within the past week or so. So a great example, I met this woman years ago, and what she had determined as her North Star in her career was she was of Mexican American heritage, and she really wanted to find ways to engage with Latin audiences, and she also loved music. And the job that she had was doing social media for a Latin subsection of a bigger music company, right? So she got to do those two things where she gets to engage with her community and she also gets to engage with them about music. And so I love that because I feel like that was just such a clear-cut example of what your North Star can look like and how that can manifest in different ways. Like if she wasn't doing social media, maybe she would be doing experiential marketing. Maybe she would be doing, you know, email marketing. Like, you know, I just don't know what that would look like, right? So mine, and I think I just realized this, and it's going to sound so basic because I feel like everybody wants this, but all I want, and this is Lord lyrics, all I want is money and time, and all I want is to be able to do what I want when I want. How that will manifest, I don't know, because that could also look like a fully remote job. That could look like me, you know, speaking into existence, becoming a famous author, right? And not having to be tied to a corporate 9-to-5. But that's what I want. Like, I want to, and I also do love talking to people. I do love this though. I forgot. Like, I really do love this. Like, I really do love talking to people. Okay, I have to add that. I'm sorry. Realization as we're talking, I have to add that. I want money and time, but I also do love talking to people. And I love learning about people and relating to people. So I really do love that. So I think I do kind of have to add that to my North Star, honestly. And so that's my North Star right now, where it's like, this is what I want for my life, is I want to travel and I want to experience life. I want to make new friends. I want to, you know, I always tell people my favorite hobbies are eating, drinking, and talking to people. So my favorite thing in the whole entire world is a multi-course dinner with lots of wine pairings and great conversation. That is my favorite thing in the whole entire world. And yeah, so that's what I want. So that's what I want my life to be like. So how I'm gonna get there, I don't know yet, right? But I wanna honor this path of trying out this writing journey and really, you know, giving it my all, throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks. Next year I might be onto something else, you know? Like, I don't know, but I think that's kind of the point of life right now is just like, let's try something different. Let's try something new. Let's honor this path. I mean, even this podcast, right, is like honoring this path of like just trying something different. You know, I don't know what will happen with this. It would be nice if something like could come of this. If not, I don't mind just like yapping away to my 10 listeners. But So anywho, I'm going to stop yapping on that topic now. So what to do when you're feeling directionless? So as I mentioned, I was talking to some friends last night, and I have a friend, and they've been in the city that they're about to hit their third year anniversary living in this city, and they're just feeling like they're a little bit behind on where they should be and the things that they wanted to accomplish, and not really, they didn't really expect that they would still kind of be in the same point this far down the road, right? And you know, they were like, all I want to do is cry and listen to 20-somethings by SZA and be in my feels. And I was like, and you absolutely should do that. I want you to feel your feelings. I don't want things to always be like, okay, action item, next step, next thing to do, yada, yada, yada. I was like, feel your feelings, because we talked on a Thursday and their anniversary is on a Saturday. And so I was like, this whole weekend, I want you to feel your feels. I want you to cry. I want you to listen to SZA. I want you to watch movies. I want you to take yourself out, though, on that Saturday for that anniversary date. I want you to really just, like, sink into it. But when Monday comes around, I want you to write a list of everything you still want to accomplish living in the city, no matter how big, no matter how small, every single thing that you can possibly think of. And then I want you to pick one thing from that list, and I want you to do one small action item to get to where you want to go. And I won't say what their vibe is, because I think that'll be like revealing of who they are. But I'll just use my like writing as an, I know y'all are tired of hearing about writing, but I'll talk about like my writing as an example. So if mine was, I want to be a famous author, right? Then it would be, okay, what's the small action item I would take? And it can be teeny tiny. It can be writing 300 words. It can be signing up for a writing group. It can be teeny tiny. It can be signing up for classes. It can be whatever it is. Whatever it is, whatever you want to do, whatever you still want to accomplish, just hone in on one thing and do one small action item. And to keep that momentum going, I would probably recommend do this at least once a week. Start building on those actions. So if week one is, let's use a marathon as an example. No, that feels a little too clear cut. We'll just stick with the writing thing. We'll just stick with the author thing. If that is your goal, like I want once a week, I want you to add something to that list. And throughout that week, you should be building on whatever you already had chosen. So if week one was, okay, I'm going to, because you know, as you guys know, I joined a writing group at my local library. If week one was signing up for that group, then during that week one, it's making sure I'm attending that group, I'm connecting with the people in that group, and I'm really diving into that group. Week two is, okay, let's write one page. Let's not even start writing yet. Let's outline an idea for a book. If that is week two, then I want week two to look like you're going to writing group and you're starting that outline. If week three is, I'm going to start writing the book, then I want week three to look like I'm going to work, finish the outline. I'm also going to go to writing group, and I'm going to start actually writing down some ideas. So I want you to compound your actions to get to whatever that goal is. And you're going to just, it's kind of like investing, right? Where it's like, you're just going to keep seeing that growth and you're going to keep stacking on top of each other. And so I'm all about feeling your feelings. I'm a Cancer after all. I want you to feel your feelings. I want you to be in it. I want you, you know, not everything needs immediate action, right? If you're feeling a type of way because you're at a certain age, you're at a certain point in your career, at a certain point in whatever city you're living in, and you're just feeling like it's not enough, and you're just feeling like you're not at the place that you want to be, feel those feelings. I want you to kind of soak in it, because I think, you know, feeling your feelings is always a good thing. And then after a few days, especially if this is happening over the course of a weekend, Monday comes, whatever day comes, it's time to put pen to paper, and it's time to get to work, and it's time to figure out your path. And if you have no clue what you want to do at all, then you need to be in an exploratory phase. I want you to literally try anything and everything. I want you to try a ceramics class. I want you to take a digital marketing class. I want you to try podcasting. Like, I want you to read. If you have no clue what you want to do at all, I need you to just be in the exploratory phase and try to hammer out that North Star, because your North Star can be vague. If your North Star is, I want to change the world, that's a great North Star. Now let's figure out what are some ways that you can do that are within your disposal, or like within your wheelhouse, right? And like, maybe part of the reason that you're feeling directionless is because you are not operating in your zone of genius. And so if you're not familiar with this concept, I'll kind of walk through the different zones here. It's a book called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And you have the zone of incompetence, which is, you know, you're not good at it. Your zone of competence, which is like, you're fine, you're probably average, maybe even above average. You can definitely get by. You have your zone of excellence, which means you're really good at it. You can probably make a really great living at it. And then you have your zone of genius. And your zone of genius is like basically the thing that you're almost like destined to do. And a celebrity example of this is John Legend. He was a consultant at like those big consulting firms like BCG, I think is one, went to Wharton, was really, really good at it. But his zone of genius is his musical ability. And if he stayed in that zone of excellence where he was probably making honestly pretty good money, he would have just been another consultant at another one of these big firms, and he wouldn't be the John Legend that we all know and love today, right? So really thinking about, what is your zone of genius? What are areas of your life where people have always told you that you really excel at and that you're really just naturally talented at? I think for me, it's always been public speaking. I have always, always been applauded for my ability to speak in front of crowds and to public speak, whatever. Writing as well. I've always loved like my English classes. You know, I always over-indexed in terms of testing when it came to like the literature parts, like the literature and writing parts of testing. So now I feel like I'm kind of like really trying to hone in on those two areas where it's like, I'm doing the podcast, I'm doing this writing journey. So try to figure out what your zone of genius is. I would probably recommend even reading that book. And and just look back at your life. I think that is a great way to kind of figure out maybe where you should go forward. It's like, what have you always been interested in, and what have you always really been drawn to in a lot of ways? All right, so I think I'm probably going to wrap up the episode there. But as always, time for a recap. So I think number one is, when you're feeling directionless, feel your feelings first. That's okay. Dwell on it, not forever. Maybe a day, maybe 2 days, maybe an entire weekend. Dwell on it, but then it's time to move on, and it's time to start getting to work and starting to figure out what you want to do. So my advice to my friend, and now to all of you guys, is make a list of everything you want to accomplish. His was specific to the city that he's living in, but this can be anything. This can be what you want to accomplish at your current job. This can be what you want to accomplish like in your relationships, what you want to accomplish in your life. Wherever you're kind of feeling that stagnation or that aimlessness, focus on that. It can be anything that you want to focus on. So write that list. And then I want you to pick one thing from that list. One thing from that list. It can be either the biggest dream that you have, or it could be the one that you think is the most achievable. And I want you to start taking small action items to be able to accomplish that thing on your list. So whether that's signing up for a class, whether that's exercising more, whether that is, watching TV, I don't know what you want to do, right? So, and then compound those actions. And every week, I want you to add one more thing that will get you closer to that goal. And as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, week one is going to be, you know, just one thing. And then week two is going to be that first thing. And then whatever you want to get done, or whatever you add to that list on week two, right? And then thirdly, let's think about if you really are feeling aimless and directionless, and where you have no idea what you want to do at all, Now it's time for that exploratory phase. I want you to throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. I want you to read The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And I want you to think about what your zone of genius is. And that may require you looking back. What were your favorite subjects in school? Where were areas in your life where people always complimented you? What are things you're really interested in that you have a passion about, even if it doesn't necessarily fit in with a classic 9-to-5? And I want you to start thinking about that North Star. I want you to hammer out that North Star so you know where you're going and you know what your guiding light is. And with that, I'm going to end the episode there. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. Signing off, I'm Jessica Johnson.
In Jess We Trust.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.